Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Welcome to the Heavenly Father's Last Call. My name is Rodolph Bay Israel. And we are considered sons of light, Hebrew Israelites. We cater to the 12 tribes of Israel. And the 12 tribes consist of Latino Americans, Native American, and so-called African Americans. This is the names that they gave us, but we are considered Israelites. And we do this every week at 11 a.m. We apologize for being a little late, had a little complications. These things happen. But I want to thank the Eternal Heavenly Father, Messiah, and the Earthly Mother for giving us another platform to be able to talk and speak to our nation and give all praise and glory to Kyle, who continue to help us to do shows like this every week when we can, you know, despite of certain things that occur during the time that we're trying to do the Heavenly Forefathers' work. But anyway, I want to talk about, too, some of the ministries we have. We have several different ministries. We have a food ministry. It's called the Sandra Johnson Food Pantry. It was named after my mother. We also have a ministry where my brother Adir Bay Israel does his video on Saturday evenings, and my brother Yaquab does his videos on Tuesdays. He does his video. Also, he does a blog talk on Wednesday. And also on Friday, and we do our Blog Talk radio show every Sunday at 11 a.m. Also, my brother do write books, several good books, The Illicit God, The Hebrew Imperial Negro, The Hebrew Imperial Negro, and many more other books he write. And, I mean, they're very good books. You really want to check them out, real good books. And you can find all that at our website at thehebrewisraelites.com. That's hebrewisraelites.com. HEBREWISRAELITES.com. Now, being though that's all said, our title for the day is, what is the biggest signs that we can see to let us know we're at the end of this reality? What is the biggest signs that we can see as a nation that we at the end of this reality? Now, we can see a lot of things occurring today. We see a whole lot of things that's taking place, a lot of signs. But I'm talking about the major signs that, you know, people don't think of, you know, signs that, you know, that a lot of us just overlook. We read it, but overlook. Now, I wanna go to one. Read at 1 Timothy 2:12. Now, this is me and my brothers always discuss this. This is one of the biggest signs that we can see today that's occurring right in front of our eyes that Messiah is showing us. Now, let me read this it's 1 Timothy 2:12. Now, listen what it says. But I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. Now, did you hear what I just read? I'm going to read it one more time. But I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. So I ask the question, why is Kamala Harris our vice president? Did not the scripture say to be over, usurp authority over man? She's the second highest in charge of the whole world, basically. You see? So that's one of the signs that we can clearly hold on to see that Messiah gave us, that this is the end of this reality. One of the biggest signs, you know, that we don't pay attention to. And we see that women are in power. I mean, you got women as senators, you got women's congress, women judge, women judges. You got a, women are in full control, especially and when you're dealing with a president that's an effeminate president who has an, a woman that's the second in charge. What you think is going to happen to Joe, old Joe Biden? They're going to roll over Joe, roll right over Joe, old Joe. You see, and he's effeminate. So, you see, biggest sign. You know, so brother, when you when you're looking at our reality, see, this is the one of the things that we have to pay attention to because we can miss it.
Let me say something real, to add to what you're saying, brother. Now, when he say that the women are in charge of the world right now, we'll look at it and be like, well, some people look at it and be like, yeah, right. You know what I'm saying? But what he's saying is prophetic because, see, most people don't know that Lilith, she is the female principle or spiritual entity that's ruling the world right now, that's giving them their spiritual doctrine. That's why Messiah said the doctrine of the world is nothing but wickedness and nothing because it's from Lilith. She is the spirit that is in these, we know as Kamala Harris because she is not a Negro. You know what I'm saying? And all the other spirit, the ones that's in Congress and Senate, they under the spirit of Lilith too. You know what I'm saying? So when he say under the feminine principle of the women, that's what he's talking about to give you an in-depth look to say, well, okay, that is wicked. See what I'm saying? So if you don't know about Lilith, do research on who Lilith is. When the Bible called her the screeching owl, find out who that is.
You're right, brother. You know, see, that's why, you know, when you speak of certain names, Lilith, if you don't have an overstanding on it, you'll be lost. You know, but light brothers know who Lilith is. And I would say some of our nation know who Lilith is. Some of them, man. Okay, I got another scripture at 2 Timothy 3:1-7 I want to read. Now, here's another sign that Messiah has left us that, you know, that letting us know that we at the end of this reality because he said these things, you know, would be occurring at the end times. So let me read again. It's 2 Timothy 3:1-7 Now, check this out. It says, this know also that in the last days, perilous times should come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, trust breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women, laden with sin, lead away the diverse lusts, ever learning, never able to come to an accurate knowledge of the truth. More signs that Messiah left for us to see that will be occurring, but in this time. But one of the key things, and this is a key thing that, you know, signs that was left is the last one. It says, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. You see, a lot of our people, our nation, always I'm reading, I'm studying. But yet, they're not bearing no fruit because they're not coming to an accurate knowledge of the truth. You see, these is the little key things, which is big, that I'm talking about, is that, and I'm speaking of our nation, you see, these are the things, signs that was left that if we don't pay heed to, we overlook it. You see what I'm saying, brother? So, I mean, yeah, of course, we got, you know, it says perilous times. We see that. Lovers of themselves, we see that all the time. Bolstering, blasphemer, disobedient. Yes, the kids are so disobedient. The kids don't even respect each other. They killing each other, as a matter of fact. Shooting and killing. So we see all this, you know, and it says unthankful and unholy. These things are unholy that we're seeing and partaking with our own eyes. You see, you know, look what's happened over over the countries over there in Syria, chilling, war, blowing buildings up. You see, we seeing all this in front of our eyes. So it's letting us know we are at the end of this reality, brother.
Right, right. And I'm going to piggyback on his verse right here to show you, like he said, and this is a heavy sign, rather y'all know it or not. Now, we back in 2 Timothy chapter 3. We're going to start at 5. Listen to this. It's a having a form of godliness. That's how these women like Carla Harris and the people in the Congress, they're godly and they faithful and they're trying to help you. It say, but denying the power thereof from such turn away. And that's the power of Lilith. She's going to turn you away from the truth and she's going to make you follow her truth. 6, 4 of this sort are they which creep into the houses and lead captive silly women laden with sin. And that's what these women are. They simple women of Lilith. You say, away with diverse love. You say, even learning and never able to come to the truth. See, they open these powers. They learn all the ways of the world, which Messiah say it is wickedness and foolishness. And they think they got something. They have nothing. But that's what these women do. They lead people captive and lead them away. You know what I'm saying? So just go back to like my brother said, these women, boy, that's a big sign of the end days. So I hope you pay attention to this and hearing what the brother is saying, because it's happening all around the world. You know what I'm saying? So I release the mic.
Yep, you're right, brother. This is not just taking place in this country, but it's taking place worldwide. You see, this is a worldwide thing that's occurring. You see, and we're not trying to say that we feminists are we against women, but it's one of the biggest signs that Messiah said we would see. He even called it femaleness or something like that, Messiah called it. You know, we believe in the femaleness times. Feminist time. We're living in a feminist time, you know. Just one of the biggest signs that light brethren could latch on to see, yes, it's the end of this reality. And I want to go on and read another scripture at Matthew 24, 6, 7, and 8. Matthew 24, 6, 7, and 8. Now listen to this. Now we can all see this one. It says, and ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, and see that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise up against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famine and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. You see, now we see that everywhere now. We're watching this war that's taking place with Israel, Syria, you see, and, you know, this war is, and it's escalating, you know, and it's, you know, right now, they just ceased, you know, ceasefired a little bit because Biden called them up to ceasefire, but the war is not over. Believe me, it's far from over. Right. It is too much destruction that they have done to just stop this war. Even the Muslim, now you understand, when Israel did this, the whole Muslim nations are coming together, you know, because of this lawlessness that Israel has done to them. And they ain't forget this. They ain't forget it.
Took out all the media places,
right.
Apartment buildings, stores, homes.
Right. Killing the children on, you know, like on, I forget the name of the news that, you know, they were showing the buildings being
blown.
Al Jazeera News. Thank you, brother. On Al Jazeera News, we seen buildings blowed up with children, little children buried under rubbish under these buildings, and they got to use the cranes to get their dead bodies out. You think they're going to forget about that? You got another thing coming. Another thing coming. If you think they're going to forget what happened to their children. I seen one man had his son buried, maybe about 2 months old. He wrapped him in the white blanket, crying, said, what did my son do to you for you to do this to him? You think that's over with? I don't think so. But anyway, that's another one of the biggest signs that we know that we can see that we at the end of this reality. Now, I want to read something too, brother, from the Colburn Bible. Now, listen with the Coven Bible. This is really interesting. At the Coven Bible, it's in the book of manuscript. Manuscript chapter 4, 3 to 7. Now, check this out. Listen what this says. Thus, if we was in the days of the heavenly wrath which have gone, and thus it will be in the days of doom, when it come against the time of its coming and going, and known unto the wise, these are the signs and the times which shall proceed, shall pass into the west, and nations will rise and fall. Men will fly in the air as birds, and swim in the sea as fish. Men will talk peace once with one another, but hypocrisy and deceit shall have their day. Women will become as men, and men as women. Passion will be plain of man, will be a plain of man. Now, it's a lot was read in this, and I'm going to try to break it down quick as I, you know, as I can, because we were running a little late. But let me say this. In the Coven Bible, see, is letting us know in these doom days, in these end times that we're living in, we already see the war, men rising up against each other. But listen to the signs. It says that the West, when you're speaking of the West, who live in the West? Us, United States. You see what I'm saying? Nation will rise and fall. When he said men will be flying in the air like birds, he's talking about the airplanes. You see what I'm saying? Airplanes that can shoot missiles. That's what he meant, flying. They didn't know what airplanes was. Then he said, fly, and he said, men will be flying as birds and swim in the sea as fish. So he's talking about submarine boats that can shoot missiles, you know, and destroy things. Another one. Here is the big one. It says, women will be as men and men as women. Passion will be a plan of man. In other words, a man has a personality as a woman. A woman has the personality as a man. You got Kamala Harris that's power hungry, and you got Biden as a feminine man. You see, and the Coven Bible literally shows you this is what it's going to be at the time of the end. So we know that we live in another big sign that we live in at the end of this reality, because we see everything that the Coven Bible said is recurring right now, brother. You see?
Just as the Bible, basically, I said the same thing the Bible say. And when it said the passions of men shall be their playing ground, talking about the lust and the ego of these wicked people. You know what I'm saying? They just innate. They have to satisfy their lust.
Mm-hmm. You're right. You see, and this is what women do. You see, this is what they do. They use what they got. They get what they want. You know, and the Coven Bible basically tells you the same thing. You know.
And look, what he's saying is, like, brother, we go many different places to get the truth. Like, I think my brother did say this, well, we all say it, you know what I'm saying? It don't matter what we read. The Shekinah going to guide us if we're going to break out the truth. You know what I'm saying? What he's saying is in the basic Bible. You know what I'm saying? And the light is going to be, like I said, in the last days, the wicked hid the truth, but the righteous going to bring it out again.
Right. And that's our job. Our job is to spread the light, you see, and the truth. With Messiah say, I am the light and the truth. So we following Messiah's footsteps, you see. So, brother, I want to read another scripture from 1 Thessalonians 5:3. Again, that's from 1 Thessalonians 5:3. And what this is going to show is what they've been screaming for a long time. But I think this time we're going to see this actually come to play very soon. Again, at 1 Thessalonians 5:3, the King James Version, and it reads this. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as a travail upon a woman with a child, and they shall not escape. Okay, right now, we see they just had a little ceasefire, right, with Israel. It's been a little ceasefire with them. But I believe they're going to have them to try to say peace and safety to stop this war. But what did it tell us that First Thessalonians? It tells us, you know, that is, you know, that's a lie. It's deceit. It ain't going to be no peace and safety. It says no escape. Right? It says Terrell is a woman with a child. So when a woman's about to have a baby, you know, it's no, right, pain and destruction. So that's what I believe we're going to see with this war that's taking place, you know, in Israel, with Israel. You know, they're going to try to screen that peace and safety, but with no Terrell, as 1 Thessalonians 5:3 tell us, you know, as that's heavy. You know, that's another sign that we're living in the end of this reality. Now, I want to read something, too, from the Keys of Enoch. Now, at the Keys of Enoch, you know, verse 2021, page 142. Now, check this out. 142, 2021, and 2022. And give me a second. Here we go. Now listen to this. It says, he told me this scroll, the book of Moses, has been given to prepare the families of the faithful for the great outpouring of the prophetic gifts, especially the ministry of the children who will become the third part of the Trinity between mother and father, dispensing great power at the end of times. This will come about in order to baptize the earth with the great wisdom of many mansions, worlds, and in order to warn against those teachers who deny the ministry of the children. The ministry of the children will reveal the portents in the heavens and on earth, and will overcome the false powers of religionists who deny the ongoing prophecies. For we have been told by the ascended master Joel, and after that it must occur that I shall pour out my spirit on every sort of flesh, and your sons and your daughters will certainly prophesy. As for the old men, dreams they will dream, and for your young men, visions they will see. And even on the manservants, on the maidservants, in those days I shall pour out my spirit. Okay. A lot was read, a lot was said, but let me break it down as quick as I can so you can understand what I'm getting at. Back to the know that we at the end of this reality. The Heavenly Father said he's going to pour out his spirit, you know, on you know, our brethren and sisters. They're going to be seeing prophetic things and having dreams, and we see that again. We see that's occurring right in front of our face. We see people talking about, I see the end of this reality. I had a dream this. I had a dream that. You know, we seeing this literally, you know, videos on YouTube. You can see it all day. But this is prophetic. It said that these things was going to happen at the end times. The Heavenly Father was going to make your men, old men, have dreams. Your men servants, you know, they were going to dream these things about the end times. And we're seeing it. Again, another strong point that we are at the end of this reality, brother. And we're gonna continue to see these things occur and to the end finally come. You know, but you know, that's another strong point that we can hold on, because that we can see. We can literally see this.
Just what he read. Now that's in the Keys of Enoch. So once again, like I said, we can read other texts, but the Shekinah going to guide us to the righteous scriptures in the light no matter where we go. In Acts 2:17, what he just said, in the last day he's going to pour out his spirit and they're going to prophesy prophetic things. Okay, paraphrase. Okay, Acts 2, Acts 2, verse 17, it say the same thing. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and my sons and daughters shall prophesy, and ye young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Saying the same thing.
Right, brother. It's basically saying the same thing. You know, now this is heavy, what I'm about to go into next. And this is also from the keys of Enoch. Now, this is what light, brethren, is going to do at the end of this reality. You see, another strong point to help light, brother, to encourage light, brother, to continue to keep preaching and minister, because listen what's going to happen to light, brother. And again, that's the keys of Enoch, 144, page 144, verses 40, 41, and 42. Okay, let me read this real quick. We only got 5 minutes. Okay, it says, Enoch told me where 10 faithful beings are gathered together, there will be unified energies of light created the Merkaba vehicle, which calls into their presence two spiritual guides that take the family unit collectively into the next level of intelligence, and they are instructed to serve the hierarchy of the Brotherhood of Light. Thus, there are gathered two masters of light who join them with the family of 10 to form the organic vehicle of life. These masters serving the office of Christ will be the leadership of each family, sanctified in the vision of sharing the family unity together in new worlds of creation. Therefore, we fulfill the book of Moses, chapter 6, 57 and 68. Wherefore, it teaches it unto your children that all men everywhere must repent, or they can in no wise inherit the kingdom of God, for no unclean thing can dwell there or dwell in his presence. For in the language of Adam, the language of light. Okay, I'm going to break this down, because at the end times, that light, brother, is going to be taken by 10. And they're going to have two masters, as it says, they light, brother, a two hierarchy of light, of the Brotherhood of Light, that's going to take us in 10. And they're going to train us, you see, and we're going to be with them at that time, you know, because he's going to gather us. It says the Merkaba is going to gather us, gather light, brothers, and take us, you know, with the two masters, you see. So that's encouraging for light, brothers. But that also happened in the end time, you know, and that's very important, because once we read that and see that, we know that these things is going to occur, you know, not only with them, but with us too. We have a main part of this whole thing. You know, light brothers have a main part in this whole thing to let us know that this is the biggest signs that we can see at the end times. You know, that's real encouraging for us, you know, because we constantly minister and minister, but the light is going to leave. The light is going to leave. We will be transformed. You see, we will leave this reality, you see, and go to the next and help gather our nation, because they got to leave this reality too before the Divine Heavenly Father bring destruction on it. So that is going to occur, you see. But anyway, you know, I'm sorry. This is about to conclude the end of our show. I mean, we apologize for being a little late, you know, due to the circumstances and situations that, you know, been occurring, you know, but we want to thank the Eternal Heavenly Father. We want to thank Messiah. We want to thank our Earthly Mother for giving us another day to be able to minister to our nation. It's a true blessing every time that we get to minister to our nation. So my name is Rodolph Bay Israel.
And I'm Adir Bay Israel. Now, what my brother just was saying in a nutshell, the language of Adam, or the light of Adam, is in simple initiation into the priesthood of Melchizedek. You know what I'm saying? Because we know Abel and Cain was trying to be initiated into the priesthood of Melchizedek. And the priesthood of Melchizedek, he said, I ain't letting Cain up in nothing. But he did accept Adam. So a lot of people don't know that. That's why Messiah said, I come in the order of Melchizedek, because that's the first priesthood in order that we all going back into anyway, the children of light. You know what I'm saying? So, and I'm a dear Bay Israel.
Right. So just to piggyback a little bit off that with a few seconds. See, everything returns back to its root. We all go back to our root where we come from, whether that's light brethren, whether that's our nation, you know, whether, you know, whatever, is going back to its originality. And we, light brothers, was part of pre-mortal man. So we go back to pre-mortal man, which is Adam Cabin, you know, which is an ascended master where most of all the saints go. But that's going to conclude our show for today. And hopefully, with the Heavenly Father will, we'll be back next week. I'll say peace be unto you. Shalom.
Shalom.
See how fast that goes. Wow. That was...